This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, and it is presented by Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group has the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. They also provide a prize basket that goes into the prize draft at every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. This is a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in because they are a full-service law firm. Also, you need not live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I look forward to seeing Colin and Jeremy and David and Tony, of course, who famously fell out of a golf cart when we were trying to win the speed golf hole at a tournament a couple years ago in Brandon. Going to miss Danelle this time, but I sincerely appreciate what Brandon Legal Group does for both the Todd Wright family of podcasts and Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. If you have ever played in a Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, you likely have also received some catering from my friends at Better Bird, specifically Matt Jones and company, part of the Ciccio Restaurant Group in Tampa Bay. Their location is on 4th Street North in St. Petersburg. But what Matt really wants me to emphasize on the Bucks Bulletin this season is his catering. For a $100 minimum, he will come to you wherever you are, home or office in the Tampa Bay area. $100 minimum, he will come to you wherever you are in the Tampa Bay area. So ask about catering, ask for Matt Jones, betterbird.com, or call 727-325-2973. If you mention you heard about it through Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments or the Todd Wright Toddcast or the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Matt will knock 15% off your bill, 15% off your catering order. And when you go by the store now, they just started Skinny Chicks. They're a cool word for sliders. These things are flying out of the Better Bird location on 4th Street North in St. Pete. 7 different versions of their larger sandwiches that you can now buy one at a time, mix and match, buy one of them for $3.50, two of them for $6, or get 3 of them for $8. They're delicious. Do not forget one of the greatest side items I've ever served at a Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. Ask any of my golfers. It's the jalapeno bacon mac and cheese. It comes fully endorsed. Better Bird, 4th Street North in St. Pete. Ask for Matt Jones for catering. Anywhere in Tampa Bay, mention me, get 15% off your catering bill. BetterBird.com or call 727-325-2973. Thank you, as always, for listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening through the sponsors because, unfortunately, the trend in the fantasy universe is that you have to pay for content. I'm not going to make you do that. More and more of my favorite fantasy people out there, Matthew Berry's TV show on ESPN, went to a paid subscription service. Evan Silva left Roto World, started his own paid service. Even some of the things I used to rely on Roto World are now part of a paid package. I don't like this trend. Don't these people know how to sell sponsors? I do. So thanks to Brandon Legal Group and Better Bird of the Ciccio Restaurant Group, and thanks to you for giving me a few minutes at the top of the podcast to talk about them. The fantasy content is free. And So is you emailing me your fantasy question at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Now, specifically, the Bucks Bulletin is a 16-week season. We go week 1 through 16, and we talk about whatever the Bucks are doing that week against their opponent and whatever their opponent could be doing against the Bucks. On the bye week, we do a reset. If you're playing fantasy football in week 17, you need a new commissioner or you need to change leagues. I don't even offer this service in week 17. It is ridiculous to have fantasy football championships and season-long leagues determined by basically preseason week 5 played at the end of the regular season. Stop doing it. So week 3 for the Buccaneers is the Giants. So let's give you the fantasy exclusive breakdown on Bucks versus Giants. First of all, let's start with Mike Evans, because many of you, homers, drafted Mike Evans. You overdrafted Mike Evans. Now, I know Evans has been healthy and has put up yardage, but putting him, there were some clear wide receiver ones in draft season this year, and Mike Evans wasn't one of them. And he wasn't even really near the lead of the wide receiver twos, or at least that second level of wide receiver ones. Now, the bottom has fallen out of, say, a Juju Smith-Schuster. But I think you see that in the first couple weeks, if you went with some of the bigger names, it's paid off. Where with Mike Evans, not so much. And while this offense is good for Chris Godwin, until further notice, it's not good for Mike Evans. There are more options for the quarterback to throw to in this offense. Evans is running more downfield routes, which you can question whether or not Winston can hit those because of his inaccuracy downfield. There always has seemed to be a bit of a disconnect between Winston and Evans when it came to downfield throws and an ability for Winston and Evans to play simple pitch and catch in the red zone. Meanwhile, Chris Godwin, we were on top of this during draft season, and I keep hammering it. As Tyler Boyd was very good for roughly half of 2018 in Cincinnati on a bad team, Chris Godwin is going to be good in 2019 on a bad Buccaneer team, even with a bad quarterback, because he's a good route runner, he has good hands, he plays hard, he comes back to the football, and his routes will be easier for Winston to hit if Winston is not able to early on identify that he must get rid of the football quickly. So he is more likely to take a shorter option in Godwin than a deeper option, which he's not very inaccurate at anyway, in a Mike Evans. Remember, no max protect for Jameis Winston this year, unlike Dirk Cutter in previous years. Jameis has to make decisions quicker or move. That's it. It's up to him. If other teams are coming to get him, it's Winston's responsibility to get rid of the football faster, not audible to change protections. That's not there. So Godwin, solid wide receiver 2. Evans, not so solid wide receiver 1/2. I think Godwin is the better play going forward. O.J. Howard was called out by Bruce Arians this week as simply not being good enough. It's one thing that many people they like about Bruce Arians, where other coaches will not name players, Arians will come right out and do it. And he's named O.J. Howard, who ADP had as a top 5 tight end. But also this goes back to the original theory on tight ends, which I've said other than 2 or 3, don't bother with them. You shouldn't be in leagues where a tight end is mandatory. Some of you did take this to your commissioner this year and they shot it down. Well, get other owners on board with this and basically say to your commissioner next year, we're playing a wide receiver slash tight end. Let me give you an example. In standard scoring leagues, which you should also be playing, in standard scoring leagues through the first 2 weeks of pass catchers, this is anyone that is designated as a wide receiver or a tight end. Of the top 20 at those two positions, there is one player in the top 20 who's a tight end, Mark Andrews of the Ravens offense. Kelsey's 21st. Evan Engram's 25th. So of the top 20 through just 2 weeks, 19 of those 20 producing the most fantasy points are wide receivers. This is also why you never flex a tight end over a wide receiver or running back. The ceiling is not high enough, and the floor could be a trap door. Don't do it. So Howard, to me, is a sit until further notice. And as far as Winston is concerned, of course, DraftKings inaccurately had his value way too high in week one. We shot that down. They had him well outside the top 10 in week two. His numbers were okay. I still don't think this is someone you're starting in week three, unless you were in a deep league of, say, 14 or 16 teams, and you lost Drew Brees, or you lost Ben Roethlisberger, and you didn't have a backup quarterback on your roster. Then I would think either Winston or Daniel Jones, we'll get to the Giants, come into play this week only in those situations. From a running back standpoint, as I answered on Gil Alexander's show, I'm on Gil Alexander's show every Thursday morning, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, on a numbers game on VEASAN. Also heard on Sirius XM. You can't take the Buccaneer running game seriously. There are so many other better options out there, and nothing has changed. And the minute Peyton Barber has a good game, the next game he won't. And the minute Ronald Jones has five good runs, which he had in game one, and the next game he doesn't. It is inconsistent. You cannot count on it. It's at best a plug-and-play option only if you're desperate. And I don't even think it's a flex option. There's got to be a better flex option that you have at wide receiver. Now, as far as the Giants are concerned, is Daniel Jones worth rostering? You know what? If you lost a quarterback to injury, you know, if you've lost Darnold, you lost Brees, you lost Big Ben for the season, and there are others out there, Nick Foles, then yeah. Or if you had Eli, which I don't think many of you did, yeah, I think Jones is worth rostering. I may play him in daily this week just because his price will be so low. But I don't think you're playing him this week, but rostering him, if you have the space and you're down a quarterback, yeah. But playing him, I think, is just a desperate move, just like if you were having to play Jameis Winston this week. What does it mean for Saquon Barkley? Well, it can't be bad, right? Eli was bad. Eli's been bad. And as Eli has been bad, what has Barkley done? Been one of the best fantasy running backs since he came into the National Football League. This can only help Barkley. So don't think of it any other way. Barkley's value actually kicks up a little bit. While we question McCaffrey and Kamara, since Cam looks like crap and Drew Brees is out minimum 6 weeks. So where Barkley had separation before Ezekiel Elliott signed in these big three back in draft season, Barkley now separates even more with the move to Jones, while Kamara and McCaffrey, they lose just a touch because they don't, the quarterback situation hurts them a bit. I'm not saying dump Kamara or dump McCaffrey. Don't do that. But Barkley has more separation now. Evan Engram, like O.J. Howard, was kind of considered one of those top five or six tight ends. Engram maybe just a tick down below O.J. Howard. But as Giants receivers were being suspended or injured, it raised Engram's value. He had a good week one, not so good week two. Engram is probably a decent play this week in a mandatory tight end league because Daniel Jones is in there. And in this game, we'll probably see someone else who Jones has a connection with. But I'd use it more for waiver claim week four than trying to figure it out ahead of time. All right, so to recap on Bucks Giants week three, Godwin is certainly a wide receiver two play. Barkley is still franchise material as an RB one play with a bit of an arrow pointing up with the quarterback change. And yes, in a mandatory tight end league, I do think Evan Engram is worth starting, but I wouldn't put Engram as a flex over running backs or tight ends or wide receivers. As far as Mike Evans is concerned, look, if you drafted him and you want to stick with him, you go right ahead. But you've got to start realizing that Godwin seems more productive in this offense, and that's not likely to change going forward. Evans, to me, is more now of a lower wide receiver 2/3, where Godwin is one of the best wide receiver 2s out there, based on what's happening with the Buccaneers. So that's the fantasy look. Some of you may jump on Bucks DST because of the high blitz rate from Todd Bowles. I got a feeling Daniel Jones can handle that blitz a little bit. So if you're looking to score DST points, which is always kind of random, I think there are a lot lousier quarterbacks to pick on than the first rookie quarterback that was selected in this year's draft. Caution you on your expectations if you're playing the Bucks DST. I don't think anyone is playing the Giants DST, even though it's against Jameis Winston. Again, you can email all of your fantasy football questions to me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Make it count. I will respond. Don't expect to respond to that and ask a follow-up. Just if I'm going to get to everybody's email, it's kind of like going through the line for something. You get one shot at it, make it count. Then next week, send another email. I'm fine with that. But I can't keep going back and forth with the same person 2, 3, 4, 5 times. So make your email count, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Social media, I'm on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Instagram, @ToddWright2019. For golf tournament information, and we are completely sold out with a waiting list of about 30 that I can't move. Todd Wright Tour 21 is sold out, but if you want info on my golf tournaments and date of Todd Wright Tour 22, email ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. I got a nice email today about playing in a future golf tournament from one of the employees of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's a huge golf nut, and I thank him for reaching out to me, and I look forward to having him play in future Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group. Thanks to Better Bird of the Chichio Restaurant Group. Thanks to you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and specifically this Bucks Bulletin Edition. Remember, there will be another Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which covers all 32 teams, coming up later in the week. Just subscribe to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast to know when that new podcast is available.